Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street. And that's right, you're rocking with me once again. And let's get some things out of the way and let you know that this is Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 10, verse 11. And that M period, A period, N period is short for music, activism, news. Abbreviation acronym is Music Activism News. For those listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call in 646-478-0944. We'll get you on the air as soon as possible. You can send commercials or music, MP3 format, to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stand silent and go back on hold. Try and call back and press one. Now, what I will do is get some of the personal disclaimers out of the way. Before we go to the phone line, I see we have a 216-571, 216-400, 216-804. I do want to let people know that the Common Sense Radio Show is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. for new material. Twitter page is Alfred Porter JR1 and Hip Hop Workshop 2. So that's Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1, Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2. Instagram is JR Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley JR period. You can Facebook Kent and Angelica. And also Facebook HH Workshop Records. Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio. That www.3342music.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. The Facebook page is Black on Black Crime, Inc. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com, Court Radio Show. You can YouTube Miss Commentary Cleveland on YouTube. Definitely, I would like to say OPN Radio is Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. People know the Facebook, Sheriff Kilroy, and the webpage is blackonblackcleveland.com. Man in the Streets 13 on Twitter, as well as you can check out thelogtv.com. That's thelogtv.com. Also, www.templabor.org, or We Are Cleveland Power Groove Records channel on YouTube for a lot of Cleveland artists. I do want to take the time to give at least the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment before I go to the 216-571 phone call. So far, starting at number 10, debuting Blake Davis. Number 9, moving up, is Outspoken. Number 8, moving up, is Ruga. Number 7, moving up, Ashley Hall. Tit for Tat is the film, plus the music she's putting out. Number 6, moving up, is Sir Knot. The Rain promos have been off the hinges. Number 5, debuting Hurricane Bang and Brianna Marin with the YouTube song called Shadows. Number 4, debuting is Cash Caddick, who's supposed to be on the Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show tomorrow, plus guest of his own. Number 3, debuting Beatrice with Fashion Freaks on YouTube. Number 2, moving up, Joseph Motley Jr., as well as Joseph P. Motley Jr., the YouTube pages with new material, about 5 new things on both of those pages. And number 1, moving up, Facebook, the Black Talk Table, which basically moved to last night. Had a lot of information and a lot of promos. Before I get into salutations and all of that, I'm going to go to 216-571 for waiting so patiently. I appreciate that. 216-5. Yes, you're on live. How you doing out there?
216-571.
Good evening.
Yeah, what's up,
good man? Good evening. I'm doing well. What about yourself?
Hey, man, I'm like a cup of coffee, bro. I'm black and strong.
I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah, man, I'm black and strong.
To you because with you being black and strong, you're running for office, aren't you?
Yep. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes,
okay.
I am.
You have proclaimed that you will be the next Ward 6 city councilman.
Yeah. The only way that that don't happen is if I'm dead and gone, bro. But I've already put it out in the universe. And for those who know me, I want to introduce myself again one more time. My name is Lavelle Thomas. For those who don't know me, my name is Lavelle Thomas, and good evening. One of the things that I'm basically more graphic about and more transparent about in my campaign is that I want to ensure safety amongst black women and young black females, because I feel like in regards to everything that has been going on within the past 10, 11 years, or maybe even longer than that, black women have been getting ignored. All the negative comments that have came out of police officers' mouths, being negative and vocal, saying that they don't know the difference between the body of a dead black woman and thinking that it's a deer on the side of the highway.
Wow.
All of the other negative comments, even from the community. And I just want to say something right quick, man, to the so-called brothers right quick. We know how to protect and be willing to die for our material items. But when it comes down, man, to the black woman, man, she gets ignored, she gets ridiculed, and she gets disrespected by her own. Now, When you look at other ethnic groups, man, not even just in Cleveland, Ohio, man, but even in America alone, they're not going to allow the men of other ethnic groups are not going to allow their women to be violated, disrespected, or even exposed in a negative fashion. I've had the opportunity, man, to travel to different cities, and I'm here to tell you, man, they other ethnic groups, not just white people, but those who are of culture, they're not going to allow you to violate their women. They will literally, man, you know what I'm saying, be ready to throw down, you know what I'm saying? But like Malcolm X said years ago, the black woman is the most disrespected woman on the planet, not even just by her own, but you even have some sisters who have allowed themselves to be programmed. And they feel that doing things in a negative fashion will get you attention, but not the kind of attention that they strongly deserve. In regards to my campaign, I see a lot of people who are also running for office, but I want to be the first one to say this in my campaign. I want to bring back culture, C-U-L-T-U-R-E, culture. And what I mean by culture is that I think one of the reasons why in the urban areas, the reason why we're not getting recognized as the way we should is because we are really lacking culture. You know what I'm saying? Wow. And I don't mean just the barbecue joints and the hair salons. I'm talking about that kind of culture, man, where you can just literally wake up in the morning, you're thinking black, you're doing things with a black pride mindset, and you're going to bed black. And your everyday journey, you're doing things in which positivity black, okay? And also too, the promoting of small black owned businesses. See, one of the things that I've looked at as I've been doing my journeys, because now the weather is starting to break, so Lavelle Thomas will be more present, you know what I'm saying, out and about in the community. You can talk to me, and all the residents can pick my brain, and I can share my ideas and everything. So when I'm speaking about culture, I just want to be very clear. Our culture does not consist of candlelight vigils, balloon releases, and baby showers. We are far greater than that. We better than that. We deserve a quality of life. We deserve to live better. Our ancestors, man, did not die and be persecuted by whites for nothing in order for us to settle and get comfortable. We are far greater than that. And we deserve everything, you know what I'm saying, laid upon our feet, as well as, amen, placed in our hands, and the mentality to elevate our minds. And if I'm saying anything wrong, it is what it is.
Hey, with that being said, I need to call attention to the fact that you said that you wanted to bring blackness and bring back a black mindset to city council. And with that being said, does it surprise you that the Cleveland City Council President, Kevin Kelly, along with Safety Committee Chair Blaine Griffin, who currently sits as Ward 6 council person, want Cleveland's car chase policy changed, a policy enacted in 2015 after 13 non-blacks in 2012 chased a car as a passenger in the car, and they both were gunned down due to 137 bullets. Does it surprise you that they held that press conference on the west side of Cleveland? And what are your thoughts about, quote unquote, a mindset of blackness?
Okay, well, I'm glad that was two questions rolled up into one. I like that. Now let me answer the first question in regards to the car chase. This is Cleveland, Ohio. This is not Los Angeles, California. So the idea of doing Fast and Furious car chases is stupid as hell. Because watch this. The perpetrator is trying to get away. That's first and foremost. The perpetrator is trying to get away. Whether it's going over 100 miles per hour, might be busting a couple of moves, you know what I'm saying, swerving on the sidewalk, might do a hard turn coming around the left corner or the right corner. They're trying to get away. Now, the police officers, on the other hand, these motherfuckers, like I said, call themselves participating in a car chase like they're on the Dukes of Hazzard, and ignoring the safety of the residents. It might be some kids, man, playing, and the ball happened to roll out in the street. The little kid might run out there, man, and try to go after the ball and get knocked up in the air, you know what I'm saying, and then land on the concrete, wind up dead. It might be somebody, man, you know what I'm saying, coming out of a corner store, and they get ran over. You know what I'm saying? So, car chases to me, and this is my opinion, if you can't call for backup to block off certain routes, don't do it. But don't put yourself out there trying to be a hero, and you trying to get a award. You know what I'm saying? Out the deal and a recognition, and your picture in your local precinct police department. I think that's dumb as hell. That's my answer to question number one. Question number two, in regards to the press conference on the West Side. Once I'm elected as a councilman of Ward 6, you can't just come to me and just tell me anything, because for one, I'm my own man, and number two, nobody controls me. You know what I'm saying? I make my own rules, and I will always continue to make my own rules when I'm elected as a councilman, because I feel like this, man. I feel like if you say you tired of carjackings, you say you tired of violent crimes, you say you tired of heroin usage and other illegal drugs, then you should be able to create some type of initiative in which the residents can improve their quality of life. See, once I'm elected as councilman of Ward 6, I'm saying this on the other end of the phone, of this phone, and for those who are listening, I'm going to create jobs. For those who do not finish high school, I'm going to see to it that I have a GED initiative program in which you can get your GED, go to college, try to find a suitable job, you know what I'm saying, in which you can have a stable income to help provide for your family and take care of your business. I'm also going to have a Dress for Success. What does that mean, Lavelle? Let's be honest. We have a lot of brothers out here, man, who are worried about wearing Jordans but don't own a suit. They don't own a tie. I'm going to see to it that with the programs that I implement, you will be able to have a suit. You will be able to have a tie. Ladies, a lot of sisters do not have career-driven outfits to feel comfortable in the workplace. Also for the ladies as well, I'm going to provide an initiative in which women can dress for success, you know what I'm saying, and feel good about themselves. See, one thing I think a lot of politicians have forgotten, they have forgotten the understanding and the upkeep for the people. The people come first, not you. It ain't about no titles. It ain't about, you know, how many times the camera is in front of your face. When you got elected and you took an oath, look out for people. You took an oath, man, to provide a quality of life for the residents. They come first, not you, not you. And if you're not qualified for the position, get the hell out the way and let somebody like myself, man, who care for the people. I care for the people, man. You know what I'm saying? So there's no false flagging on this end of the phone. I care for the people. I care about the condition of the black man and the black woman. I care about the conditions of the red man and the red woman. I care about the conditions of poor people. I care about the conditions of the of the poor white man and the poor white woman. Even though they're white, they feel that they're getting screwed. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, my campaign is about quality of life. Okay.
Mm.
And if anybody has any questions, I have no problem with doing speaking engagements. My number is 216-571-8448. But like I said, my platform is about the safety of black women and young black females, because the city of Cleveland has ignored the mishaps of black women, i.e. Frank Jackson, when it came down to the Imperial incident.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You promised a park or a memorial, and I was just in that area yesterday. It's still non-existent.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
It's still non-existent. But what we have to do is, and I got to be honest, and I'm saying this, man, to all the brothers in Cleveland, and then I'm going to break it down. A lot of you guys waste your time and your energy and your money on ignorant shit. You talk about the Browns, you talk about the Browns, you talk about the Cavaliers, and some of y'all even talk about the Indians. But until that energy goes towards uplifting the community, until that energy, man, can go towards our youth and telling them that education is the key, because everybody is not a rapper. I'm sorry, everybody's not a
right.
rapper, and everybody can't play basketball. If it's a God given talent, I can't argue with that, because you've been dipped with a natural born gift that the Creator divine has given you. So everybody's not a rapper, and everybody can't play basketball. What we need to do is start leading young brothers and sisters in the trades, being a brick mason, being a pipe fitter, being a electrician, as far as the sisters go, computers. Okay, everybody wants to do hair. I ain't knocking that either. But at the same time, in order for our communities, man, to start being taken seriously, we have to put forth the initiative in which we can be respected. I wanna bring in mainstream businesses for jobs. Nothing dodges a bullet more faster than a job, because when you're working every day, you don't have time to go out here and try to rob nobody and shoot nobody.
So, I appreciate you very much, man. I do.
That's
I
my
really
plan.
Do. I appreciate that.
Okay.
I have to ask you something, because I have to give you at least four or five more minutes, if you don't mind. If you don't mind.
Cool.
But I have to ask you, your platform is revolutionary. What put you in that mind frame? Because this is
not the type of talk that I'm used to hear. Okay. I'm going to be honest with you, man. My life elevated, man, at the age of 14. When I very first read Message to the Black Man in America by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And when I started reading, basically, and it was illustrating to me that I'm not the white man's nigga. I am of a godlike nature. Actually, I am God. Okay. And the choices and the decisions that I apply to my daily life, I have to be responsible for the good and the bad. You know what I'm saying? And what I want to say to all the brothers, man, in Cleveland, Ohio, stop walking around, man, with these defeated spirits. Stop walking around, man, feeling hopeless. Stop walking around feeling like, man, somebody owe you something. You know, don't be so quick to grab a bottle and grab some pills and grab some weed, thinking that it's going to erase everything and go away. Right now, man, look at the demographics of Cleveland, Ohio itself. Black women right now, man, are going to work, they're going to school, and they own their homes. Not to say that that's a bad thing, Not to say that's a bad thing, but the sisters here in this city are looking for leaders, man. They want men. They want men in their lives who deserve to lead. It's kind of embarrassing, man, for a sister, for her to go out there and get herself together, and her other half, who she calls a king, he's running in and out of jail, which I think is crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
It's been an honor to talk to you. Every time I hear you, you've been the same since I met you. One of the things I can say is watching you. No problem. I just want to thank you for keeping it real. Ever since I met you, you talked about the importance of college. I watched you earn your degree through CSU.
Right.
I watched you travel and come back and still keep that mindset of keeping my people first. And I'm going to say I thank you for the types of programs you had in East Cleveland, as well as Cleveland, to at least raise the consciousness, the Stop the Violence concert, and the Respect Thy Queens movements that you had. So with that being said, my last question would be, do you think the city of Cleveland is ready for your type of leadership, or is it in terms they've been ready, they just waited for the right or needed the right person to kick the doors in?
You know what? I say yes. You know what I'm saying? And both questions, yes. I just happen to be the brother, man, who's not afraid or ashamed to acknowledge it. And number two, ever since I have announced my candidacy for Councilman of Ward 6, I've gotten a lot of support and a lot of followers. Right now is my thing is I'm looking for donations, and I'm going to put together some fundraisers as well as a Stop the Violence concert, and I will keep you posted in regards to that. But I will keep you posted in regards to that. But I want to tell the audience, my name is Lavelle Thomas. You can find me on Facebook, Lavelle Thomas. You can find me on Instagram, Vellyville 45, and you can also find me on a Cash App, LAVELLE, to get that paper. That's my Instagram, and I'm available for speaking engagements or talking live on Zoom. So feel free to contact me. Like I said, once again, my number is 216-571-8448. And Brother Al Porter, always, bro. Black power, man, for real, for real. Always.
Black power. And with that being said, as I end off, I want to thank you so much for phoning in. And I'm going to leave everybody with this. I'm sending this one out to Lavelle Thomas, Belly Bell, the next Ward 6 councilman. I'm going to send this one out. It seems fitting. Gotta send it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's none other than Black King from Eric Magnus, a.k.a. King Solomon K. Talk to you soon, Brother Lavelle.
Cool, man. Thank you very much. Thank you.
No problem. You too. And that was my brother, Lavelle Thomas. And this, of course, is another brother sending out that Black King.
Give as good as I get, 'cause I got you. our target cause we aim straight. See if you're lazy with your you get left behind. Cause we some hustlers and we all about our dollar signs. I stay up on my grind cause I have dreams. Watching all them people on them flat screens. Establishing my family trying to have things. Why not though?
Black King, King Eric Magnus, King Solomon Kane. And I want to let people know that, you know, we had some homegoing services earlier on. I would like to let people know that, of course, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, born Marvin Nathaniel Hagler, May 23rd, 1954 to March 13th, 2021, American professional boxer and film actor who competed in boxing from 1973 to 1987. He reigned as undisputed middleweight champion from 1980 to 1987, making 12 successful title defenses of that title and holds the highest knockout percentage of all undisputed middleweight champions at 78%, while also holding the third longest unified championship reign in boxing history at 12 consecutive defenses. At 6 years and 7 months, his reign as undisputed middleweight champion is the second longest of the last century, behind only Tony Zale, whose reign included several years of inactivity during his service in World War II. In 1982, annoyed that network announcers often did not refer to him by nickname Marvelous Hagler, legally changed his name to Marvelous Marvin Hagler. International Boxing Hall of Fame and the World Boxing Hall of Fame. He was named Fighter of the Decade, 1980s, by Boxing Illustrated Magazine and twice named Fighter of the Year by The Ring Magazine and the Boxing Writers Association of America. In 2001 and 2004, the Ring named him the fourth greatest middleweight of all time. And in 2002, named him the 17th greatest fighter of the past 69 years. The International Boxing Research Organization rates Hagler as the sixth greatest middleweight of all time, while BoxRec rates him the 29th greatest boxer of all time, pound for pound. Many analysts and boxing writers consider Hagler to have one of the most durable chins in boxing history, having been knocked down only once during the entire professional career. And the score knockdown is still being disputed. So that's what you need to know. That is phenomenal. That's all I can say. That is phenomenal. One thing I can say, he's done his fair share. I have to take the time because we have to pay tribute to none other than our own legend. So if I talk about Marvelous Marvin Hagler, who was out of town, then I have to turn my attentions to Joe Tate, who Joseph Joe Tate, T-A-I-T, May 15th, 1937 to March 10th, 2021, was an American sports broadcaster who was the play-by-play announcer on radio for the Cleveland Cavaliers of the National Basketball Association, NBA, and both TV and radio for the Cleveland Indians of Major League Baseball. With the exception of two seasons in the early 1980s and illness during his final season, he was the Cavaliers radio announcer from the team's inception in 1970 through the 2010 and 11 season. He won the Basketball Hall of Fame 2010 Kurt Gowdy Media Award. So, Joe Tate, there you have it. I do want to at least take the time. I could get extra serious right now, but I would like to go to at least one news story, just one, as Cleveland council members call for changes to pursuit policy after rash of carjackings, which is what I talked about earlier. Kaylin Hivati and Jesse Schultz put the story together as Cleveland City Council President Kevin Kelly and council members Carrie McCormick and Blaine Griffith held a Friday briefing to discuss Cleveland police pursuit policy and surge in carjackings as the news conference was held at Lincoln Park in Tremont. Cleveland police arrested three juveniles who allegedly carjacked dozens of drivers in Tremont, which prompted leaders to hold a press conference. Cleveland police said the initiative was directed by the 4th District Violent Crimes Reduction Team and was assisted by the 5 neighborhood police, Neighborhood Impact Community Engagement Unit, Gang Impact Unit, Canine Aviation, and partnering law enforcement agencies. Police said they are suspecting carjackings across the area. Kelly alluded that the suspects could have been caught sooner had police been allowed to pursue the crime. Victims that were brutalized in a way that should never happen in Cleveland, Ohio, made worse by the fact that as reports came out, we learned that pursuit was not followed on these in these cases. Enough is enough. If you commit a crime in Cleveland, Ohio, you will be pursued, you will be caught, and you will be prosecuted. Wait a minute. They caught the young man. They did. But the Cleveland police chase policy right now is that officers may initiate a vehicle pursuit when all of the following criteria are met. The suspect operating the vehicle refuses to stop at the officer's direction and flees apprehension for an actual or operating a vehicle intoxicated. The immediate danger of the pursuit is less than the immediate or potential danger to the public if the suspect remains at large and the officer is operating an authorized emergency vehicle. And those damn chases led to a 13-year-old girl, Tamia Chapman, who was heading out of the library in East Cleveland a couple of years back, remember? And a car slammed into her, 13-year-old killing her. Or the whole, as was mentioned earlier, the whole justice for Timothy Russell, Melissa Williams, 137 shots, 64 cop cars. You all remember that, don't you? Anyway, Councilman Blaine Griffith, who is also on the Public Safety Committee, He shouldn't have been there. He should have known better. Said they will hold a review to take a deep dive into the department's policy. It is my understanding that the police department can chase, but there's too much ambiguity. The officers are frustrated. The community is frustrated. We're frustrated. Business owners are frustrated. Now, Al Porter Jr., the president of Black on Black Crime, Inc., said the current policy should not be changed. It's a travesty and a danger for motorists as well as pedestrians during these car chases because high-speed chases can lead to innocent bystanders getting hurt or killed. Definitely, Al Porter Jr. said he was surprised to hear Friday's comments from council. I'm still in shock by that press conference. I did not see that coming, and I know a lot of citizens and others out there are buzzing the same way. He said, I would if they would have learned through the high-speed police chase that killed Tamia Chapman. Danielle Sidner, the president of the Cleveland NAACP branch, said each scenario is different. It is not in my position to say if carjackings broadly warrant police to pursue, she said. I think for individuals that are saying the immediate reaction should have been some sort of pursuit and chase, which we would likely would have led to a high-speed chase, I would really call on leaders to think about how we continue to encourage the leadership of our police department to use the tactics that they did later, earlier in the process, and say, have organized the helicopter? So anyway, Porter agrees that there are better tactics than a pursuit when there's no immediate danger if the suspect gets away, suggesting that the city should utilize surveillance cameras. The question now becomes, are those cameras legitimately working? If they are working like the city has claimed, that what is Kevin Kelly not adding and that he will make sure that officers, detectives, and others pull out those surveillance cameras and look to see where those vehicles have gone, he said, which is just pure common sense, which is why I'm getting off of my 18-foot stepladder for the soapbox. It makes no sense. It makes no sense at all. As a matter of fact, I will come back, deal with a couple of things. What I probably need to do is calm myself down and put myself in a happy place. Yeah, a happy place. I'm going to play something that I haven't played for a little while, put myself in a happy place. This is 3342 Music. Emax the Image produced the beat. He sang on the beat. He let a hungry MC get on the track. This is the Al's edit of Big Legs.
Yeah. Hey. Hey. Yeah. 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 Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend, girlfriend. She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be brown skin, light skin. She can get it in. At you, baby, from your head to your feet, cause I like you. This is what it is. Won't you try to turn around? I'm handling my biz. I'ma get you. Girl, come to me. We can go all night if that's what you like.
Well, yeah. In the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend,
girlfriend, girlfriend.
Well, I'm in the club. In the club, looking for my girlfriend. She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be a brown skin, a light skin. She can get it. She can have big legs, a little legs, light skin, a brown skin. She can be a little girl or a big girl. I don't care,
so she's in my world, yeah.
mix with OJ. I see you, girl. Cleveland Curve Appeal. Just rock your curves, cause curvy girls rock, no matter your size. I'm a real man. Women please my eyes. Larger, thick, big girl, midget. I mean little person. I take digits. Ray Charles said it best. Saying fun size. Any size girl. Always the right time. Church girl or in clubs. True how I speak. Female Republicans. Y'all some freaks. I'm an activist. But this is a fact. First things first. I'm still a man. I'ma treat you right. But here's your self-help. If you're a woman, be proud of yourself. I make statements. Ladies, it's true. Emacs and Cher, we love you.
I heard from Major Taps, Michael Brown, Major Taps. He had told us last week he'd give us the information this week. His aunt's homegoing, Beverly, will be at Hathaway Methodist Church. That's Hathaway Methodist Church, 6060 Turney Road, tomorrow, Tuesday at 10 a.m. So I wanted to at least put that out there. Definitely prayers for the family. And as I go to do certain other things, if you look on Facebook, if you look at Facebook, it is the Rally Against Changing Cleveland Police Chase Policy, which is 4:45 p.m. to 6 p.m. That is this coming Wednesday. It will be at, of course, Heritage Middle School parking lot, 14110 Terrace Road. Masks and social distancing are required for this public event. Contact telephone numbers 216-659-0473. The two host groups are, of course, RefuseFascism.org. Well, the two host groups are Black on Black Crime, Inc. and Imperial Women's Coalition. Black on Black Crime, Inc., and Pure Women Coalition, others affiliated, which includes RefuseFascism.org, Black Men's Army, Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, Survivors and Victims of Tragedy, Peace in the Hood, Oppressed People's Nation, and more. As you know, the article by ClevelandUrbanNews.com, which we read earlier, where Cleveland City Council President Kevin Kelly, Ward 6 Councilman Blaine Griffith, head of City Council Safety Committee, are seeking to change the city's chase policy and held a press conference on the controversial issue last Friday in Tremont neighborhood. And so a lot of people will definitely be there. Please feel free to come through and join a lot of us. And so just wanted to throw those things out there. Also, for people who need to know that Cleveland federal judge rules the CDC exceeded their authority on moratoriums given to them by Congress. As the federal U.S. District Judge J. Philip Calabrese ruled in a 31-page order that the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of the CDC exceeded their statutory authority concerning the agency's nationwide moratorium on rental evictions. As the order stemmed from one of many lawsuits filed across the country on behalf of landlords who are struggling to make ends meet due to a lack of rent coming in from tenants. The judge said while the agency did overstep its boundaries given by Congress, this case does not implicate broader policy considerations regarding such a moratorium or depend on judgments whether it constitutes sound public policy. On that issue, the court expresses no opinion. He did not grant an injunction to stop the CDC from enforcing the moratorium, which is set to expire next month. Now, some housing advocates fear this could interfere with efforts of keeping families in their homes, as the fact that the moratorium was in existence gave some greater leverage to tenants in working with landlords to have the landlords accept late rent, said Stephen McGarity, the executive director of Community Legal Aid. The CDC moratorium was a great tool that made it possible for stay in their homes if they weren't able to pay their rent while the whole country worked itself through the pandemic. But with the end of the pandemic finally in sight, McGarity said, now is not the time to fight against the eviction moratorium. We were just so close. Cheryl Stevens, who we as a radio program, the staff here at the show backed up for her running, again for county councilwoman, and now she's got a bigger position. Congratulations. And Cheryl Stevens knows a thing or two about late rent. She's the president and CEO of nonprofit East Akron Neighborhood Development Corporation. Last year, her agency formed a unique partnership with Legal Aid. As the conversation just kept snowballing, we could do X. Well, could you do Y? And that was helpful for everyone who came into contact with Legal Aid with us. Stevens says she's been working for months to raise funds to help her tenants pay their rent. So far, they've raised $100,000 to help more than 300 people stay in their homes. And while she runs a nonprofit, most landlords are making money. We would encourage, for profit or not, to have some compassion for people who caught in the negative spiral of the pandemic. But if you don't know how to do it, reach out to the United Way, reach out to your county development department. Those are ways to figure how to give you additional income by helping your tenants. So very deep story so far, very deep informational. Every once in a while, we try to do something like that. We're not always, you know, successful, but we do our very best at it. Also, I find it very interesting that, to me, Kirk Franklin's son, released explicit audio of their conversation, which that's so wrong. But Kerryon Franklin revealed an explicit back and forth between himself and award-winning gospel recording artist on social media. Kirk Franklin's son, Kerryon Franklin, released audio on social media, which allegedly revealed threatening words from father to son. This is why I'm done. No father should speak to their children like this. If I have any issues, it's because of this type of treatment that I deal with behind closed doors. The 32-year-old shared in an Instagram upload on Saturday. Now, he said, it's not the thing of the past. Hanging up in my face, no apology, no compassion, no effort. Stop telling me to go home to my family. I don't even know where they live. I don't think I'll ever trust my father to be alone around him ever again. I didn't want to do this. I probably won't release the entire recording because it's too embarrassing. Then why'd you release it in the first place? That I'm even dealing with this. No matter what people think, I pray my dad deals with his deep hatred towards me. I don't feel safe around him at all. This recording is recent. It's not from 2018, just to clarify. I'm going to learn from these experiences. The voice identified by Kerryon as Kirk Franklin exclaimed, I put my foot in your ass after a muffled argument. Kerryon interjects, I dare you. See, you are arguing too. But he said, I'll break your neck, Nick. Don't you ever disrespect me, Franklin shouts towards the end of the clip. I didn't. Kerryon responded, and the call abruptly ended. Okay. Now, Kirk Franklin did apologize after everything, but this is what he said. I'm not perfect. Gospel singer and choir director Kirk Franklin is apologizing for a profanity-laced tirade he directed at his grown son. Who's grown? Kerryon, who posted audio of the heated phone call on Instagram. Recently, my son and I had an argument that he chose to record. I felt extremely disrespected in that conversation, and I lost my temper. And I said words that are not appropriate, and I am sincerely sorry to all of you. I sincerely apologize. I'm still not sure what for. Kerryon, 32, where Kirk Franklin, 51, verbally berates him with a string of insults and obscenities, including telling his son that you need to get your skinny motherfucking ass put in your ass. Okay. The singer yells, I will break your neck if you ever disrespect me. Okay. Along the Kirk painted a different picture of the relationship between him and his son, saying that Kerryon has had a toxic relationship with his entire family for many years, that the family has tried to rectify this private family member matter, private family matter, through counseling and therapy, while noting that his son never played that part on the recording. According to Kirk, a family therapist got on a phone call and tried to help make the conversation productive while reducing the tension. Kirk took some ownership of his actions and said to keep him in prayers. I'm not perfect. I'm human, and I'm going to make mistakes, and I'm trying to get it right. Keep my family and I in prayer. Now, later on, Kerryon did ask fans of his father, hey, not to totally blame his dad. And he wanted to show what he's been forced to endure over the last several years. Do not crucify my father, Kerryon wrote. I'm not here to bash him across the board. So you made the tape for what purpose if you weren't trying to crucify your father? But again, I'm going to leave this whole conversation with one thing and one thing only. The first winner of the BDA Awards, a.k.a. Beat That Ass, or BTA, Beat That Ass Award, goes to Kirk Franklin. What the hell are you apologizing for? Dude's a grown-ass young man who mouthed off at his pants. With all those things aside, the good news is you didn't actually break your foot off in his ass. Bad things is you didn't break your foot off in his ass. Maybe if you'd have broke your foot off in his ass a lot younger, he might have been on the straight and narrow. With that being said, BTA, there's a video for that on GMS Hood Famous TV on YouTube. That's called BTA. Now, BDA for the hood, beat that ass, but, or beat they ass. But for those people looking for it, you'll find it under BTA, beat they ass.
A message from the police, the teachers, the court, and me.
Miami.
If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass.
If your child act up,
beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Uncle Luke, Two Live Crew, DJ Magic Mike, Shy D, Byron Davis, Tag T, MC Boo, 95 South, Kilo Ali, Duke, 71 North,
Miami, Miami
Crew, 3342, and Quint, 69 Boys, Latrell, Gucci Crew 2. If your child act up, beat that. 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 I'm tired of all these badass chillers. You ain't your kid's friend. Quit smoking blunts with them and going to the club with them. Igloo Crew, 3342. If your child act up,
whoop that.
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 We love you, Kirk Franklin. Peace.